Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Great. This is the weekend.
Fine weekend.
Yeah, good weekend.
Oh, excellent weekend.
Every weekend.
Every weekend.
Weekend, weekend, weekend.
A weekend.
It's the weekend.
On your mark, get set.
Ready for the weekend.
Hey, weekend.
Thank you.
Yeah, finally here. It's the weekend. Welcome to Friday. Wake Up with the Wolf show is on at 6:03, and man, is it coming down this morning. Really raining. It's going to rain all day today, as a matter of fact. Friday, looked like a washout today, 68. And the weekend, earlier in the weekend forecast looked better than this because it looked cooler. Now it's going to be warm. It's cloudy tomorrow, 77. Cloudy Sunday, about 80.
Oh, gosh.
Just go take a nap today, relax, you know, have a good day. If you
it's
can.
A grilled cheese and tomato soup kind of day.
I can go for that, sure. Why don't you whip that up and bring it over?
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm stuck in this empty building. There are two other people right now in this big building with me. Two other people only.
Mm-mm. You must be hungry.
Born that way. Hey, I had a dream last night. It was unbelievable. I dreamt that I was at a wedding, and Kristen Wiig was at the wedding.
Yes, okay? Bridesmaids.
Yes, and they were serving Jordan almonds, and she's eating them. And I'm like, how are you eating those horrible things after you did that movie? She goes, well, you know I wasn't really sick. That's just acting. I said, yeah, I know that, but still, how do you eat those things?
You have the best dreams.
I do have the best dreams. And they want to make another bridesmaid. They keep talking about it, but that's going to cost a lot of money. What a leverage position. If you're Kristen Wiig, they can't make that movie without you. They got to pay you to be in this movie. And you can pretty much ask for whatever you want. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Will it ever top the first one, though? Probably not.
No, it'll probably be a disappointment.
Yeah.
But still.
Never seen the first one.
Oh, you're missing out.
Go watch it, Chase.
I don't care that you done me wrong, cause I've already.
Wake Up with the Wolf Show, 6:11 now. It's good news. Today's National Dumpling Day.
Ooh. Oh, yeah. Good day for them, too.
So we did have a brief discussion about dumplings the other day and how when you make chicken and dumplings, which is not to be confused with chicken pot pie.
Amen.
Two completely different dishes. Both delicious, but different. So today is National Dumpling Day. And in chicken and dumplings, there are no carrots or peas or any of that in there. It's just the chicken, that delicious broth that's in there, and those, depending on how you like them. They could be fluffy dumplings, or they could be the small, firm dumplings.
Yeah, I don't consider the firm ones, like the small, thin, almost paper-like ones, dumplings at all.
Oh, you don't like those? Yeah.
No, I don't.
So are we all in agreement that the fluffy, puffy dumpling is the preferred dumpling?
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah, otherwise it's chicken and pastry.
Mmm. That sounds so good, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah.
So National Dumpling Day, and Annie's right. It is a good day for chicken and dumplings. So if you make delicious chicken and dumplings, why not whip up a batch today and enjoy them?
And bring them to us.
And, you know, I can't think of a single time of day that I couldn't eat that. Right. I would have no problem eating that now, lunch, dinner. Wake me up at 2 in the morning, tell me they're
Amen.
Ready.
Yep.
I'm in. So happy National Dumpling Day.
93.1 The Wolf.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
When you need auto parts,
O'Reilly. You're playing hard to forget.
New Country, 93.1 The Wolf. Dale O'Brien, Annie and Chase on the Wake Up with the Wolf Show. Odds and ends, United Airlines is offering coronavirus testing for select passengers. Those flying from San Francisco to Hawaii, which is anywhere from 5.5 to 7 hours, depending on which island you're going to.
I would imagine they're only doing it for their first class.
No, they're not. They'll do it for anybody who's on that flight. They're trying to help people avoid the mandatory 14-day quarantine that Hawaii has.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
So,
all right.
You're going on vacation to Hawaii. It's the story. Masked Singer. Did you watch that?
No, Annie? I forgot it starred last night. Oh, we record everything, so we'll watch it tonight.
As much as you were looking forward to that, you were very excited about the premiere.
We normally don't watch things a night of, especially if it starts anywhere after 8 o'clock and goes longer than that, because
right.
we're in bed.
Season premiere was last night. 4.5 million people watched it. In other TV news, Chris Rock is going to host the season premiere of Saturday Night Live. That'll run on October 3rd. Megan Thee Stallion will be the musical guest. What's she going to do that can air on network television?
Yeah, good point. Don't even say it, Annie.
Not only what's she going to sing, what's she going to wear that can be seen on national television?
Hopefully some good shoes, because that poor girl's got feet like mine. We're big girls with big feet, and you know, you gotta wear some shoes that fit. People are giving her crap over a picture that's going around of her in all Coach or something like that, or Gucci or something, and she's got these little tiny shoes on. Looks like she's not even wearing shoes because her feet are so big.
What size sneaker do you wear, Annie?
A 10.
10.
Or an 11, depending on the shoe.
Okay. competitive eater Max Stanford. I don't understand these competitive eaters. I don't know how they do it. He recently downed 18 pies and 43 helpings of mashed potatoes in 43 minutes.
Okay. Oh. All right.
Sounds like me on Thanksgiving.
That's 8,000 calories and 11 pounds of food.
Oh, my God.
Isn't it true that, like, if you eat too much of that, like, your heart could stop?
I can't imagine the kinds of problems you could have by stuffing all that into your body in a short amount of time.
You know, the real question to me is, what happens? What's the aftermath? What's your bathroom process like?
Poo. It's poo.
Okay.
How much of it and for
that's
how long?
Aftermath.
Your
that's,
poor body.
That's official. Man, here's one of the stories. Chase, you're going to love the stories. I know I did. Pablo Escobar's nephew found $18 million in Pablo's house. He went to his uncle's home where he found $18 million hidden in a wall.
Of course. It's always in the wall. You got to check the wall.
Yeah.
Nicholas Escobar says he had a vision before going to his uncle's former house. He also found a typewriter, satellite phones, a camera, and a solid gold pen. Nicholas says some of the money has decayed and is no longer worth anything. Pablo is the 7th wealthiest person, by the way, on the planet when he died in a shootout in 1993.
Wow. Interesting. So you have a vision, you follow it through, and you reap the rewards, basically.
Yeah. Right.
You find $18 million hidden in a wall.
I need a rich uncle to kick the bucket. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. A man cave has been found under Grand Central Station. Listen to this. Now, these are some enterprising guys. Three New York City railroad workers are in trouble for creating a man cave under Grand Central Station. They've been suspended for turning an unused storage room into their own personal haven with a television, a refrigerator, a microwave, and a futon.
Nah, let them go. Come on.
Yeah, let those guys have that.
The Metropolitan Transportation Authority found out about the man cave after receiving an anonymous tip. Who told on those guys?
Snitches get stitches.
Yeah, come on. That's awful. The room and its luxuries were hidden behind several wooden cabinets.
See, why would you? Oh, come on. Good really, guys?
Let them go, man. Come on. That's pretty ingenious.
If I had to work in New York City, I would need a place to get out, too.
Yeah, you need a cave. That's for sure. Best and worst cities for coffee. The best city in America is still Seattle for coffee. And shockingly, one of the worst cities in America for coffee is Charlotte.
Interesting.
Why? What determines this?
I have no idea. But there are plenty of coffee shops in Charlotte. They must mostly be terrible. I don't know. Wow. I saw the lime in bad time. New Country 93.1 The Wolf. It's Jameson Rogers and some girls. 6:53. That makes it good news story time. What you got, Annie?
So there's an 89-year-old pizza man. I can't even say pizza boy because I feel like that's disrespectful. But a pizza man. He lives in Roy, Utah. And he started working at the pizza place when he realized he didn't have a lot of money for bills and to cover the things he needed to at his house. And so he started working about 30 hours a week. And, you know, he's trying to just provide for the little mobile home he lives in where he's all alone. And, you know, being on Social Security, you don't make that much. So he's out here busting his butt, delivering these pizzas. And he has some repeat customers in the sense of it's a couple, Carlos and his wife. And they actually ask for him by name when they order pizza from this place. And they try to do it at least once, maybe sometimes twice a week, because they want to see him. They want to tip this sweet fella. And, you know, they want to help take care of him. And they haven't disclosed his name, so that's why I keep saying this man. We'll call him John, okay? So John's delivering these pizzas every week, and every time they come to the door and open it, he goes, "Hello, are you looking for some pizza?" And so he always has their pizza ready to go. Well, they've asked him a couple times, "Why are you working? Somebody at your age shouldn't be working." And, you know, he's kind of said, "Well, I really need the money, and, you know, I don't mind," kind of stuff. And I guess it turns out that the couple are TikTok famous in a sense. They have 60,000 plus followers, and they've started putting him on TikTok. They film every delivery from him. And even people on TikTok are like, "Hey, why is this sweet old guy working? You know, he shouldn't be doing that." And so he decided, you know, he said everybody loves him. So he decided that he was going to ask his TikTok followers to help him out. And he said, you know, "If you could donate 50 cents to a dollar, maybe we can help him so he doesn't have to work so many hours and work so hard." And I guess the older gentleman was expecting like a T-shirt from them. I guess they had talked about this, and it was said, "Hello, are you looking for some pizza?" on it with like a delivery box. So they went to see him with this T-shirt, but he didn't expect to get anything else. And then they handed this envelope to him. And they said, "We have collectively collected a gift for you, and I'm here to deliver it to you on behalf of the TikTok community." And he's like, "What's TikTok? Is that an online group you communicate with each other through the telephone?" And so they had a good laugh about it. And he was like, "Yeah, pretty much." And he said, "Open the envelope." And in it was $12,000.
Hello.
Yeah, right. And the video, it's the smallest clip. It's so sweet, though. He's sitting there opening the envelope, shaking, crying. He goes, "How do I ever say thank you? I don't know what to say." And it's just so sweet.
People talk about why he's working. I'll tell you why he's probably working, because he can't afford his medicine and everything else he's got to have. I'm telling you, man, it's just everything is so expensive. You know, if you don't have a job where you had a solid retirement plan or whatever, you got nothing. You got nothing.
You know, this is a delivery I don't think he ever expected, and it's proving that being kind is priceless.
Nice. Look at those TikTok people coming through for him.
Now, the Wake Up with a Wolf Show presents 5 After Laughter.
Sometimes I get kind of a bad attitude about work. You know, I forget why I started temping in the first place, which was to make a difference. And I think it's okay to lie to get out of work as long as you whisper the part that makes it true right after. Yeah, I can't come into work today. I'm really sick of having a job. There's no way I could have gotten that project done. I was super busy surfing the internet for this guy from my kindergarten class who made binoculars out of two toilet paper rolls, and it turns out he's living in Tucson and has two kids, but he's divorced, so it might work out. I gotta leave early on Friday. I got a doctor's appointment with a pitcher of margaritas. And my primary physician, Dr. Feelgood.
We're 5 after laughter every morning at 7:05 on the Wake Up with the Wolf Show.
Her day.
Wake Up with the Wolf Show at 7:25. Dale O'Brien, Annie, and Chase. It's time to play Famous People Named Chris for tickets to see Chris Jansen in concert. Now, again, if you've forgotten, that's where you go in person to see someone perform live music in front of you on a stage.
Wait. So you see them with your eyes?
On a stage, which is an elevated platform, sometimes with lights on it, to illuminate those on stage.
Wow.
This really makes me laugh every day that you've done this.
It's been so long since any of us have been able to go to a concert. Had to remind people what it was all about. Try to bring the experience to life. This is an aural medium we're working in. Whatever we're doing, we're creating with sound.
Correct.
All right, so here's how we do it. Famous People Named Chris. Can we get an example of maybe something we did yesterday in case someone hasn't played yet? Yes.
Here we go. This famous Chris has a beard as beautiful as his voice and as smooth as Tennessee whiskey.
Well, see, that would be Chris Stapleton.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
So that's how we play. You need to get 2 out of 3 of those. Annie will give you the clues. We'll take caller 3, since you got to get 3. 680-WOLF. 680-WOLF, caller 3 right now. Lines are open. We're ready to go. We'll play. Get you to a real concert.
Wow.
We're innovating the business
today. We used to chase that Ted and Uber freight. Dang, I've been at the wrong place at the wrong time. Chasing all the wrong things with the mind. Every kind of loss that you can't find. But I got one thing.
Wake Up with the Wolf Show. Your caller 3. Who is this?
Oh, my God. It's Deanna.
How are you?
I'm good. Driving to work in the rain.
It's pouring. Is it pouring where you are?
Yes, absolutely. Oh.
Well, be careful out there. It's Famous People Named Chris for tickets to see Chris Jansen at Charlotte Motor Speedway. You understand how this is done, right?
Yes.
All right, Annie, over to you. Let's do this thing.
Okay, number one. This famous Chris is only worried about getting you home.
Say that one again.
This famous Chris is only worried about getting you home.
Getting me home.
It's all he can think about is getting you home.
Chris,
yes. Chris, woo. Okay, number two. This famous Chris is also known as Tommy Boy.
Chris Farley.
Yeah. 2 for 2. All right, here's the last one. This one should be super easy. This famous Chris can not only buy you a boat, but he can fix you a drink, too.
Chris Jansen.
Amen.
You got it.
Woo!
You got tickets to see Chris Jansen and Mitchell Tenpenny at Charlotte Motor Speedway. Congratulations. Hang on.
Thank you. Okay.
Well, I heard he needs.
New Country, 93.1 The Wolf. That's Gabby Barrett and I Hope. Dale O'Brien, Annie, and Chase, the Wake Up with the Wolf Show, 7:40. Welcome. It's finally Friday.
This morning, the Wake Up with the Wolf Show salutes Hillsville, Virginia, population 2,683.
Salute! Home, by the way, of my high school alma mater, Carroll County High School.
Ooh.
Yeah, baby.
93.1 The Wolf. The Wolf.
September 23rd through the 26th.
Mark those dates on your calendar.
Because that...
New Country, 93.1 The Wolf, Wake Up with the Wolf Show. Going to be discussing what makes the perfect Friday night here in just a few minutes. Next, birthdays. After Jason Aldean, Got What I Got.
She said, baby, do you ever miss being alone?
New Country, 93.1 The Wolf. There's Jason Aldean's doing Got What I Got. Dale O'Brien, Annie, and Chase on the Wake Up with the Wolf Show. Let's get our party hats and our party horns. It's Friday.
Yeah. It's birthday time. What a day for celebrating. There'll be songs and gifts and some happy congregation. This is birthday time with your friends and your relations. It's a time for joy and happy celebrations.
Happy birthday to you if you're celebrating on this rainy Friday. Let's have some fun with it no matter the rain. You're sharing your birthday with Donald Glover, who's 37, rapper T.I., who is 40 today,
Word.
Catherine Zeta-Jones is 51.
And still smoking.
Yeah, she is. Hal Sparks, 51. Will Smith, 52, and I don't think he's aged a bit since Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Get jiggy with it, buddy.
Heather Locklear is 59.
And still smoking.
And Barbara Walters is 91.
And still smoking.
Stop.
Some local birthdays for you. Let me just say, yesterday we missed a special one. It's Brenda Elliott of Providence. So happy belated birthday to you, Brenda. Now for today, Jaden Hester of Summerfield, Tony Waters of Yadkinville, Corey Tapps of Clemens, Martha Day of Tyro, Danny Martin of Thomasville, and Megan McKinney of Kernersville. Happy birthday, you guys. If you want to hear your birthday shouted out by us every single morning, just go to 931wolfcountry.com. And just in case we missed yours,
happy birthday to you.
Wake Up with the Wolf Show. Dale O'Brien, Annie, and Chase. What makes the perfect Friday night for you? Well, the research companies have been very busy the last few months because they found that it's been much easier to catch people at home and get them to participate in these research projects.
What? No.
Yeah. So I found this interesting one here about what people say makes the perfect Friday night. And here are the results. Number one, done with work by 5:52 p.m. All right.
Interesting. I thought they'd maybe say, like, you know, 4:30, a little extra time to squeak out.
Yeah.
6 p.m. though. Sheesh.
Always fun to get out a little early on Friday. Number two, cheesecake for dessert. Oh, yeah. A little special treat, cheesecake for dessert. Settled in on the couch to binge watch 3 episodes of a TV show by 8:13 p.m.
So specific. Why?
Yeah, these were average numbers. They would say, okay, how many shows do you think you would watch? And the average number was 3.
Okay.
Having a beer, a glass of wine.
Whoo.
A beer. Not when Annie's around.
No. You know, that Friday night beer is the one when you take a sip of it, you're like, wow, this tastes like the start of many more beers.
Yeah. One beer makes you thirsty for more beer. Spending 27 minutes on social media.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Taking a long hot bath.
Oh, a long shower. Just knowing that you'd. Okay. I'm going to wait to the end to see if this is on the list, but continue now.
And finally, one more thing. In bed by 10:56 p.m.
Ew. That's awesome. What are y'all, my husband? Oh, God. That's awful.
That's awesome. No, I think one of the best feelings you can have on a Friday night or Saturday night is knowing that you don't have to set an alarm.
Oh, isn't that great? That's fantastic.
You know, my perfect Friday night is money in my bank account.
Yep.
A clean house because then I'm more relaxed when the house is clean. The candles are set. You know, it's all good to go. Cold beer in my hand. My son is asleep in the bed, and me and my husband are binge watching something. And then he goes to bed, and then I can watch all my own shows.
Nice. Sounds like a great night. By the way, this survey also found that 73% of people say they would rather have a Friday night in than a Friday night out, even if circumstances made a Friday night out possible or easy.
Yeah, there's something about comfy clothes, not just relaxing. The AC can be set to wherever you want it.
Yeah, man. Give me my fat pants and the remote. Yep. I'm ready to rock and roll, man.
That's right.
Hey, in a little while, we'll talk about some binge-watching worthy stuff and what's happening on Netflix. Nimrod News coming up. It's 8:03 now. Lee Bryce, this is Rumor.
And girl, you know I've been known you forever. Talk about baby.
New Country, 93.1 The Wolf. There's Lee Bryce and Rumor. David Lee Murphy and Kenny Chesney coming up here in just a sec. But first off to the land of law and order. It's Nimrod News time. First of all, before I give you this story, I just want to say that I have to believe that the family dinners with these people are super awkward.
Okay.
Back in February of 2018, a 29-year-old woman was driving over in the UK, and she was on her phone.
Uh-oh.
So, yeah, not a good idea already. Well, being distracted by her phone, she accidentally hit someone in a crosswalk. And then sped away from the scene.
Oh, why would you ever think that was a good idea?
Especially in the UK where there are so many traffic cameras.
Yeah.
Well, she didn't realize this at the time, but the person she hit was her father-in-law, who is 61 years of age.
Wow.
He was seriously injured. And instead of coming clean, she tried to cover it up by deleting text, coming up with alibis, and eventually using excuses like she had an asthma attack or temporary amnesia.
Girl, okay. you some kind of something.
Well, finally, she was in court this past Wednesday, and the whole fam-damily was there.
I believe it.
Including her 61-year-old father-in-law, whom she hit, in the crosswalk, who even wrote a letter supporting her and forgiving her for running over him in the crosswalk.
So where'd the husband lie on this? Which side was he on?
Well, evidently, it doesn't matter because everything worked out fine, except for the fact that the judge was totally not satisfied with her sense of remorse and sentenced her to 18 months in prison.
Oh, my Good. Gosh.
That's what she gets.
18 months in prison for the hit and run. But imagine finding out that the person you hit was your father-in-law, and then deciding to formulate a cover-up.
Right. I feel like it would be easier to come clean.
Yeah.
Just
break down in tears and go, oh, my gosh, I can't believe I'm so sorry. Are you all right?
I'm so sorry. Right. Okay, please drop the charges. I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
So anyway, 18 months in prison. Sorry, girl. Should have known better.
She rattled the ass in my...
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.